Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Kurt Hunt, CEO, founder, chief cook, bottle washer of S3 Productions. And tonight we're going to get ready to do part two of Gilt Edge Records, 1945, Cecil Grant, Private Cecil Grant of the G.I. Singh Station. Now, the interesting part of this is station is spelled S-A-T-I-O-N. I guess one of the reasons what attracted me to this record. Now, the first one we did had a red label, or reddish-orange label. This one's got a black label, so I'm not sure what the difference is. Okay, here we go. You're Going to Cry by Private Cecil Green, G.I. Singh Station. Here we go.
You're going to cry over Skill, just like I cried over you. Why, you'll pay the cost after you've loved and lost. Then you know the meaning of pain. You're going to meet someone that'll laugh at every tear, haunting your bitter refrain. Why, you're going to cry over somebody else, just like I cried over you. Going to meet someone that'll laugh at every tear, haunting your bitter refrain. You're going to cry over somebody else, just like I cried over you, darling, just like I cried over you.
Okay, we're back. This is side two. This is CG-7. Cecil knows better now. Well, I guess he should after he says, you're going to cry now, so I guess he should know better now. Okay, side two. Cecil. Private Cecil Grant. Gant. All right, here we go. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Kurt Hunt's CEO, founder, chief cook, bottle washer, S3 Productions. And we're getting ready to do a side two of Gilt Edge record number 507. Cecil knows better now. Well, I should certainly hope so. As I said before, Cecil made her cry. Well, Cecil should know any better. So with that in mind, I'm going to play Cecil Knows Better, Words and Music by Private Cecil Gant. With that, here we go.
I used to run around from town to town until I found out it was bringing me down. Cecil knows better now. I won't say it's the end of the places I've been. I won't say where. I won't say when, but Cecil knows better now. I had the blues so bad, I didn't know what to do. But I found out, baby, what you said wasn't true. I learned a lesson, and I know just what to do. Cecil knows better now. I got mixed up in a love affair and found out that the girl didn't even care. She called me honey, sugar dear. That was for me to buy another beer. I took her to a swell cafe to dine and dance and pass the night away. But when she pulled that gun, I knew I couldn't stay. Cecil knows better now. Cecil knows better now. Now.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that was Cecil Gant, Private Cecil Gant, or as according to Wikipedia, according to the author's biography by Bob Deal at allmusic.com, pianist Cecil Gant seemingly materialized out of the wartime mist to create one of the most enduring blues ballads of the 1940s. He was past the age of 30 when he busted onto the scene in the most unusual way. He popped up in a military uniform at a Los Angeles war bonds rally sponsored by the Treasury Department. Private Gant proceeded to electrify the assembled multitude with his piano prowess, leading to his eminent 1944 debut on Oakland's Gilded Edge Records. Now, I have not been able to find a link to Oakland's Gilded Edge Records. I can only find a link to the L.A. Gilded Edge Records. So with that in mind, again, thank you for listening. This is Kurt Hunt, CEO, founder, chief cook, bottle washer, Vest 3 Productions. And again, I'm not doing this making any money. I'm not trying to claim copyrights or anything else. I give all credit to everybody where credit is due. I'm doing this for fun. If you have any questions, comments, or otherwise, you can always reach me at Kurt Hunt at oscssw@juno.com or at facebook.com/S3Productions2. So with that, you all have a great night, and we'll see you next time for part 3. Have a good one.